a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay, I don't want to alarm anyone, but it's conspiracy theory time. Oh, thank you, Tommy.
No worries.
We never know whether this is the techno version or not until it kicks in.
Until it kicks in. Okay, right.
We'll see what happens.
I think it's not. I think it's just the OG X-Files.
You know I'm going to go after big tech when we're talking conspiracy theories from me.
Ooh.
And AI is where I'm going to slant this one eventually. But I want to give some background. Mark Zuckerberg, we all know, founded Facebook, now called Meta.
Yeah, the metaverse.
Well, he's got a lot of money, let's be honest. Has bought a, let's call it a parcel of land, but really it's ridiculously large, in Hawaii. So the island of Kauai in Hawaii. It's basically, he's 550 hectares.
So do you know about this because you two are in a bidding war for this?
It's the size of 80% of the size
I enjoyed that.
Of Sydney's CBD. So it is a huge parcel of land.
Right.
So great, good on him. Holiday, you know, all rich people, they've got the holiday houses in Hawaii. Sure, no worries. Until we dig a little deeper.
Go hit it.
And
Tom.
We find out what he's building on the island of Kauai.
Sorry, say that again.
We find out what he's building on the island of Kauai. So he's going to build a home. He's going to build a home. 30-bedroom.
Tell me what to do.
30-bedroom, 30-bathroom home.
Oh.
Okay, so large. Nothing wrong with that.
It's a compound.
Yeah, sure. Rich people, they build ridiculous things like that. One cool thing he's added is 11 tree houses off the main house that will be joined by rope bridges.
Okay.
That's cool.
That sounds fun, yeah.
Big tick for you, Mark. But then we dig even deeper than that. And this is where the conspiracy theory starts. The plans underneath the mansion is going to have a tunnel that goes to a 5,000 square foot or 464 square meter underground bunker, shelter, blast-proof doors, escape hatch, basically fully self-sustainable underground bunker.
Oh.
Now, if anyone... If anyone has all the data in the world and knows what's happening with AI and the fact that the machines are rising Mark Zuckerberg is the man, and he's already preparing for Terminator 2 Judgment Day. He's building the bunker. Should we be alarmed, Log?
Well, the way you're talking now, yes. And
yes.
That's one of the codes of conduct. Don't do that.
I don't like your tone.
Yeah, exactly.
Just read about what Mark Zuckerberg's building.
Okay, but maybe, you know... Maybe he's, look, he's a bit of a hermit. Maybe he's like, I just hate everyone and I really want to be self-sustainable by myself.
That you do that above
that.
The ground. You don't need
blast
doors.
If you hate people that much, you want to go underground.
What are the blast doors for?
If anyone is going to end up Lord Wiener of the robots, it's going to be Mark Zuckerberg.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Guess the year.
Pop, hey, all right, everybody got a pad and pen? I do not.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good to go. So this is what happens in Guess the Year. We play sound and you're right.
Could have done without the accent.
I said we play sound.
We play little bits of songs.
Did I swear? What did I do?
Cast our minds back through the mist of time, trying to remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song. And that'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper it's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Everybody ready to play?
Certainly are.
If you're going to play at home or in the car, specifically in the car, hands 10 and 2. You don't need to write it down. Keep it up there. We believe you. We also don't care. Here we go. Question number one. What do you mean?
Oh, hang on. This is the... Oh, Panic of the Disco?
Well, is it?
Or is it... Yeah. Or is it... Is it?
I think it's Panic at the Disco.
Nothing to me.
It's Imagine Dragons.
See, no, it's not.
I don't believe anything you tell me anymore in this game, but I've written a year down.
Okay.
And I'm semi-confident.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
2019.
14, 15, 19. Here we go.
The year was 2017.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Log. Nice.
Put on your log.
Top happy for me.
That was the original cast of The Greatest Showman, not the Panic at the Disco version.
Ah, I've never seen it.
Nor have I, but I thought it came out later than it did. Here we go, question number two. We've been doing all
this late night talking about anything you want. This is a hard one, isn't it?
Why? Who
because
sings it?
Because, come on, it's Harry Styles.
It's late night talking. I actually probably can work it out because this is the song that almost won me a Christmas ham that morning.
Yes, and that was...
They wanted ham-related puns from songs, and I said late night porking. Oh, this late night porking.
It was hilarious. It was so hilarious.
Were you working with him at the time?
No, this is on a different radio station.
He called up a different radio station on the way to work with me. And you were here also.
It's like if I can win a ham, then by
you were here
means.
Also, but you were on your Christmas holiday.
So hang on. So what's the issue to say?
And then changes and then everything.
Come on, Tommy,
hurry up.
Okay, here we go. Okay, 3, 2, 1. 2021. Oh, I bet it's 2022. Damn it.
Relax.
It was 2022.
Yes. I didn't back myself. I undercut myself.
Okay.
One year.
See how Lingy just shuts up when it's not the right year?
But considering he rings up other radio stations, I think he likes the sound of the voice.
He does. But that's a win for me, I believe.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah. Do the third one. Come on.
Yeah.
You just try to shut it down. All right, move on.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Question number three.
Such a sad song.
Yeah.
Every time it makes me just, my chest. Google that if you don't know the meaning. Traumatic.
Oh, yeah. But when was that? Okay. Right.
Something just jumped into my head from when I was a kid, so I'm just written it down.
Yeah, me too.
Here we go. All right, 3, 2, 1. 1994.
1993.
Here we go.
The year was 1992.
Oh, I'll take that one. I get a point. I'm happy now. All right.
Such a child.
What's the tally there, Lingy, for guess the year this year?
I still remain on 1. Surprise, surprise. Log, you've moved to 2. Well done, you doubled your score.
Thanks.
And Tommy's on 4.
I thought.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, Lingy, you missed this chat yesterday. But
yes.
Loggy, I mean, you know she's ridiculous anyway.
Yeah, well, completely. But I just want to know what ridiculous thing has happened.
Quirky, I think some people say.
We need a guest to help us with this situation. So I've got a good mate, Kurt, from Moody Blue Tattoo Room in Herne Hill on the line. Morning, Kurt.
G'day, guys.
Kurt, are you as nervous as I am? Because I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's coming, so I don't know. We'll see.
All right, we'll work it out together. What have you been up to now, Log?
G'day, Kurt. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So I am a clean skin. I have no tattoos on me. However, I've always wanted one, but I just can't commit. And as I was telling Tom yesterday, it's just like, you know, you buy a new pair of pants. You're like, oh, I love these pants. And then, you know, a week later, I'm like, do I really like these pants? I don't know. That's me, right?
Yeah.
So I did the Pause for Gauze walk on the weekend and I got, one of the stick-on tattoos. And I've put it on my hand and I look pretty cool. And so it's on the back of my hand. And I said to Tom yesterday, I said, I hate how it's on the wrong way though. I put it on the wrong way because if someone's looking at
me... facing you.
Well, no.
Hey,
no, okay.
Here we go.
So I said it should be facing me because I want to read Pause for Gauze, but it's facing the world, so it looks the right way to the world, not the right way to me.
Yeah, so, Kurt, I can see when Loggy does this, Pause for Gauze is correct. I can read it. It's all the right way
around.
But
to me, it looks like shum for soup, and I don't like that. So I'm looking at... I keep moving my hand around because I want to see it. Tom says that you are... that I am ridiculous for saying that people would have tattoos on their body because they want to look down and see it the right way instead of getting it the wrong way.
I guess it's for anyone that has to look at the tattoo for it to be correct. Like say, especially writing. If it's upside down, people are just going to look at it and go, "That's an upside down tattoo."
Yeah, but it's upside down. But it's not upside down to me.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, that's the dilemma, really.
So have you ever done an upside down tattoo because someone came in and insisted they wanted to be able to look down at their body and see it the right way up?
Yes, I did one, and it was lettering.
Yeah.
And tattooing upside down lettering is a trip.
I bet.
if the second they looked in the mirror, I could see the moment they regretted it.
Ah.
Okay.
Because the mirror is what other people are seeing.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
So would you? Yeah. Would you take the expert's view on this, Log, or are you so stubborn that you'd stick to the way you want it?
Oh, I'm stubborn.
Kurt, just quickly, would you, if someone came in and was, now that you've done it once and you saw the regret, right, would you push back or say, or just refuse to do it?
I wouldn't refuse if they really wanted it, but I would definitely try and talk them out of it.
Yeah. Okay. But it looks so much. See, I'm so confused. I keep looking down and I'm like, that doesn't look right. But I look really sick to the outside world. So that's all that matters. Isn't that right, Kurt?
Yeah. See, well, I've got tattoos on my hands. And I look at them and they're upside down.
Yeah.
But when I see them in photos with people, they look great.
You're like, I'm a mad dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a photo. There is a photo on your socials right now, mate, that I can actually show Log of your hand and she will see. Kurt, where do we find you, mate, to get some more wonderful work done a la What's On My Body?
We are behind the Chicken Ranch on Autumn Street.
Perfect spot.
Is that the one that your mum doesn't know about, Tom?
What? Kurt, from the Moody Blue Tattoo Room. Thanks for your work in so many ways, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers, brother. Good on you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, if you cast your mind back to the early noughties, the turn of the century, you'll probably remember the name Sophie D'Alessio. She was a young child that faced some incredible adversity and... the story boggled minds, and she's since grown up and is now kicking goals, inspiring people around the country, spreading positivity wherever she goes. She joins us now. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're really good, thanks. For the people who don't know, because there are a lot of people that are now discovering your story, can you just take us through these incredible experiences that you had as a youngster, please?
Yeah, well, when I was two, I was in preschool and a car was driving past and the driver had a seizure and the car hit the curb and the car flew and actually landed right on top of me. It took the wheels spun out and, I got third-degree burns to 90% of my body, lost both my legs below the knee, right hand, right ear, and, kind of entered the world of crazy world that I've been living. But then a few years later, I was crossing the road in a stroller with my carer and assistance dog, and a driver got blinded by the sun and then hit my stroller, and I flew 18 meters in the air and landed headfirst on the pavement. So a little bit of a crazy story, but I'm 22 now, I'm loving life and all is well.
Sophie, hearing that, most people would be thinking, how unlucky, how awful for that to happen once, but again to happen, and for you to find the courage to get through it a second time is just incredible. Yeah. You now, as a 22-year-old, as you said, you're spreading this story of what happened to you, but I suppose the most amazing part is the fact that you are going so well now and you are on this positive, exciting journey. What are you doing with yourself now?
Well, now I'm a keynote speaker, so I go around Australia and just spread my message to people more as a message of hope and inspiration. Like, I just want to show that, just because of what happened to me doesn't mean I or people in my community aren't capable of, amazing things, and it doesn't matter how you look or physically what you can do, but we're all as capable as each other at the end of the day. And I do a lot of work on TikTok, Instagram, getting out there in the social media world, which is pretty fun.
I found you on my TikTok. You've got 8 million views on your This Is My Story post that just came out in late Jan.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Your TikTok bio says you're completely legless, so you've still got your comedy, which is awesome. But Sophie, I watched it and it took me back to when I was younger, and I remember watching your story on the news, and I remember seeing you and just my heart just absolutely breaking for you. And then when it happened again, just being so angry because I was like, how can this girl, how can this happen to this girl, to this family again, to have to go through all that? And it made me so joyous inside to see you on TikTok and being like, hey, this is my story, but look at me. I'm living my life. I'm getting married. I'm going to Taylor Swift. I'm doing all these amazing things. And I think a lot of people have connected with that. I'm looking at the comments and a lot of people remember you from back in the day. Was that kind of a bit wild to you as well, to just think how many lives you touched when you were just a child yourself?
Yeah, it's crazy. I think, you know, the fact that I was so young when it happened and people were like, how can it happen to a child?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, there's the stereotypical saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And, like, honestly, it just made myself, my family, my friends, my community just stronger for it. And, you know, at the end of the day, nothing was as bad as my first accident, but the second accident, it was kind of, made it a bit more of a breeze because we were used to the medical world by then.
God.
But, you know, it's just the weird perspectives you have once you've been through those sort of events.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because you've obviously survived two real near-death situations that could have easily ended your life. You must feel like you're made for something more, like made for something. You're here for a reason, yeah?
Yeah, I always wanted to make a difference in the world, and I never knew exactly how or what way to go about it. And when the speaking opportunities came to me and, you know, social media has taken off the way it has in my lifetime, I just knew that this was my way forward. Even if it touches one person, that person touches a million. Like, it just goes on and on. And, you know, through sharing my story, which has already been out in the media, but to just, you know, keep on spreading awareness of, you know, we are all different no matter what. I've had people come up to me and go, you know, I could never have gone through what you went through. And it's like, yeah, but I don't know what you have gone through. I might not have been able to go through some of your experiences. We're all as capable as each other. We just deal with what life gives us, I guess.
And speaking of what life gives you, you've got a pretty exciting little bit of time coming up. Loggy alluded to it, that you are getting married. Also, expanding your journalism career, am I right in saying? Pretty exciting role with Channel 7, doing some more writing and all that sort of stuff?
I've always wanted to get into journalism. Unfortunately, those little rumours for the moment, nothing in the works, but hopefully in the next 2 years, that is, you know, something that's going to happen.
What we need to do is go to Channel 7 and say Cameron Ling, and then all these doors open.
Maybe if I start saying now, oh yeah, it's true, and then eventually they catch on. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Manifest it. Hey,
yeah, exactly.
Bravo for being such a wonderful example of perseverance and just spreading that positivity everywhere you go. Sophie, thank you so much for your time this morning, and all the best for a big 2024.
Thank you. Same to you guys. Appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.